Fellow board members, we welcome you, and we welcome also here our district council, Mr. Jay Springer, and also our district general manager, Melanie Paulson. Just to have a roll call, Mark Horn, are you present?
Present.
And Matt Smock?
Present.
And I am present. Mr. Smock, would you certify then that we have a quorum?
And yeah, I'll certify that we have a quorum and that we have confirmed the posting and notices have been completed in the correct and timely manner.
Very good. Thank you. On public hearing items, we have none today. We have one item on this agenda, and that is the discussion and action on to approve and authorize an interlocal agreement by and between Tooele Valley Public Infrastructure District and Sunstone Infrastructure Financing District for certain portions of the public infrastructure, including designation of representative authorized to administer and manage the agreement. We are open for discussion. You all have a copy of that interlocal agreement. Mr. Springer, if you wouldn't mind just taking a few minutes and giving us a general broad overview. I've read it. I know that both of the other trustees have, and particularly pay attention to explaining to us the manner in which these are done, that we're not transferring everything at once. We're transferring it as they're finished, and just give us the logic for that and how we go about doing that.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. So what we have is an interlocal agreement under Utah code between two government entities, and not to complicate things unnecessarily, but incorporating the terms of a separate interlocal agreement between the TV Public Infrastructure District and Tooele County. So what the overarching goal of this is to use the Sunstone Infrastructure Financing District for its limited purpose of financing infrastructure. Whereas the TV PID has broader powers that include operations and maintenance. So the idea is that as infrastructure is moving into that phase of operations and maintenance, that it would be conveyed over to the PID so that it can assume that responsibility. The PID has the obligations under the interlocal with the county to adhere to those standards, to apply those standards, and to inspect and accept infrastructure that complies with that. So we carry those through. We also refer back to the indenture that the Sunstone Infrastructure District is bound by, which is restricting and really just clarifying the types of infrastructure that can be developed under that funding. So that's what's anticipated to be conveyed from Sunstone to the PID as it's completed. The reason that we call out specifically in the agenda that we want to designate the representative of this district to facilitate this agreement is precisely because there will be multiple transactions that are consummated under this. There will be multiple conveyances of title, and we don't think that it is necessary or appropriate to require a board meeting for each instance. This is a structure that the board needs to approve, but once approved, those administrative tasks in line with that should be free-flowing. That's the concept. So we want to, one, designate who's going to do that. That's a blank in the written resolution that we would just want to fill in so that when it's approved, we have that written resolution, and that gets, uploaded to the public notice website as the confirmation and record of the action.
So are you saying that when we designate someone, could that be the general manager of the district, or does it need to be the board chairman, or
It could be a trustee. It could be the general manager. So I left that open. That's probably the biggest discussion point for the board, is to decide who's going to be responsible for doing that. They can't act outside of the parameters that are set forth in the agreement. So, I mean, there's it's pretty clear. It's delegation of that limited scope.
But whoever
And
that
Jim.
is takes his lead from his or her lead from us.
Yes.
We'll be the
And
manager.
that, yeah. And so, for the most part, there shouldn't be, unless there were changes to the scope of work that the Sunstone Infrastructure District were developing, there shouldn't be any need to change the agreement itself. But you know, when we say there will be a conveyance of title of this piece of property, there will be documentation that needs to be signed. Somebody needs to be authorized to sign it, and that's what this will give.
Oh, okay. I thought it might be just a ministerial duty to get it all done, and I guess the general manager could put it all together, but somebody's got to sign it. So why wouldn't that be the board and the board clerk or the board vice chair?
Well, if we would want to the goal is to designate an individual so the board doesn't have to hold a meeting when there's a conveyance of title, because there could be times when there's, you know, every month or every 2 months there's a conveyance, and if we don't have to have a board meeting to approve each of those, that would be preferred.
Yeah, we'd have an awful lot of board meetings, you know,
Yeah.
if
We've completed 300 feet of improvements, and now we need to convey that. Let's have a board meeting. You know, we're
right.
trying to avoid that. It doesn't add to any transparency, really, in any meaningful way, and it doesn't add to any protection of the funds that are being used or the obligations to the county or TVPID. So, you know, by having this framework, that lays out the rules that somebody needs to follow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Any more discussion? Anybody have any recommendation as to how we handle the actual designation? I mean, we could probably handle that like we do everything else. It's just when the three of us decide it's time to transfer, and I don't think we'd be making a transfer until the next bond is put together, but it just seems to me that that's a trustee issue.
I mean, I'd propose that it just be an internal review where you have three sets of eyes and we sit around and then one of the trustees signs off on it as kind of a
So
designated trustee
what we need
committee.
for a motion, it would be the motion would be something like I motion to approve the interlocal authorizing the chair to execute as presented, and authorizing the chair, the clerk, whoever that second person is, to execute documents in accordance with carrying out the function of the agreement.
Matt, would it make sense to? I mean, it could be any one of us, and I'm comfortable with it. I know a lot of times we print these documents out of the office in Sandy. So, would it make more sense to be Chuck or Matt, since that's oftentimes where the hard copies are sitting?
You know, just like a wire transfer, I always like the 2 points, you know, 2 points of verification, two sets of eyes. You know, we sometimes one person catches something, another person catches a, you know, vice versa. And so what I would recommend is that we have the chair do the preliminary review. He then initials it, and then it's followed up with, you know, maybe the clerk, myself, then signing off that the review is done. But I would then the third point of review would be you, Mark. You just take a quick look. I mean, you pointed out some things in the past that have been really good, and so it does a quick circle, if you will. Like it would start with Chuck, it goes to me. I get you to take a quick review. Then I'm the second signatory. So Chuck
And
signs,
I agree.
I sign it.
That's
But
how we've
similar to
been,
the draw process,
Jay.
similar
I
to the
think
draw.
that's how we've been doing it. And on other things we've been signing, I have signed as the chair, and Matt has signed as the clerk, because in an organ in a governmental organization, then you've got two responsible trustees, and we're both acting in our capacities that we've been elected to. I mean, as clerk, he's
So
signed so everything.
we could say that, and any trustee. So then you, because this is really just about that last who's authorized to sign it. however you handle it internally to get to that point to confirm, because that person signing, whoever it is confirming that it is in accordance with this interlocal agreement and the other obligations. So that's the point, is when a document gets signed, if somebody says, "Do you have authority?" then we're going to pull up this document, this resolution that approves the interlocal, and it says, "Yes, a trustee may sign." And then that way, it could be, and maybe you have a situation where somebody's out of the country. If you have, you're limiting it to trustee, that's a role, but it couldn't be a different trustee for different transactions. But it's all in accordance with the agreement. That may allow the flexibility that you guys are talking about. It doesn't limit you from doing any of those things, but it adds some flexibility. That might be my recommendation, is the chair executes this agreement, and any trustee can execute the documents in accordance with it hereafter.
And then we just have a policy, like when I was in Europe, I handed off some things, roles and responsibilities to Chuck and to Mark as trustees in order to act in accordance with the closing of the IFD. And I like that. I like the idea that, but just internally we have that policy that we do kind of a look by two people and then one signs it. So I think that's a good thing to kind of keep it open, because then you have an initial one that, like, I could review and say, okay, we have 45 acres here. We're going to sign. I've done the review. I initial off on that. It goes to Chuck or Mark. They then sign off on it and say, we are good to go. But we have an internal policy that says we have two sets of eyes on this and one signature. That could be that way as well. So.
I have and I'm going to ask you to frame that motion in just a moment. I have another question, and maybe I didn't notice it in here, but when we transfer, we're transferring ownership of these facilities, aren't we? I mean, we're transferring the ownership of the water tanker and the ownership of the roads and the underground. Do we use trust deeds to do that?
They should be conveyance documents.
Okay, so you'll work with us
Quit
on that.
claim or warranty deeds.
Okay. Well, okay. So that's got to be done from whoever the property owner is, I guess. Although if we're building this on property that's owned by the district, then that's not.
Well, if it's personal, if it's not real property that's being conveyed, that then it'd be like a UCC transaction. So you don't have.
Well, I think this resolution, Jay, is for when property specifically gets conveyed from Sunstone to the TV PID.
Yes.
If there's other property that got conveyed from, say, the developer to TV PID, that would not fall
This
under
has
this.
that has nothing to do with
This, yeah,
this.
that would be a separate signature
Yes.
and authority.
Right. So this is Sunstone pays for infrastructure, and it can either authorize that infrastructure to be conveyed to TV PID, or it owns it at one point and then conveys it.
Now, do you guys remember whether when we bought the two houses and we used money that was in the bond to purchase those two homes, did we purchase them in the name of Sunstone or in the name of
Yeah,
TV?
they're in Sunstone right now, Chuck, and so
They
this
are?
would authorize us to move them over to the
Okay,
PID.
so then we'd have to, all right. And we're going to have to do a preliminary agreement in which we do a land exchange between the PID and Zenith Bolander, because we want to move them off of where those houses were over into another
Right, so
area.
final
We'll do
locations
that to start with.
changed.
Well, I think, are you all feel comfortable with the way he's worded this resolution?
I
Do.
think the resolution looks great. It's still the
Okay.
question, that one fill in the blank. Do we want to authorize it to say any trustee, as Jay
Yeah, I think
recommended?
that's, yeah,
Yeah.
let's do
And then,
that.
like Matt was saying, we still have an internal process where everyone looks at it, but then any one person can sign the document.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you mind restating that motion, Mr. Springer, and insert now the language that we are going to vote on?
So I would recommend that the motion be to approve the interlocal agreement between Sunstone Infrastructure Financing District and TV Public Infrastructure District as presented, with the including the authorization for the chair to execute the interlocal agreement and for any trustee to execute documents in accordance with carrying out the purpose of this agreement.
It's the last part you needed. Okay, you've heard that. Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion, Chair,
Yes, say so
just as
moved.
stated by the attorney, to approve those agreements.
And I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's
Let's note
passed
for the record that
unanimously.
it is a unanimous approval because it's an electronic meeting. So.
Yes. And then item six on the agenda, we don't need to discuss anybody's character or professional competence at the moment. so is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second
All in favor, aye.
it.
All right, we're adjourned.